more The Raid. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. More insight about the run-up to the FBI's search of the Trump estate in Florida as a newly disclosed letter reveals that representatives of the former president were told in May about classified material taken from the White House.
The head of the National Archives and Records Administration told attorneys for former President Trump on May 10th that the Biden administration did not believe a former president could assert executive privilege over material turned over to the archives. The archivist wrote in a letter to Trump's legal team that an assertion of executive privilege is not a close one, since the records belong to the federal government itself.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Lawyers for Trump want a federal court to appoint a special master to review material taken in the raid this month, though the Justice Department says a filter team is already reviewing documents for potential attorney-client privilege. Some diehard Trump supporters on the ballot for primaries today in Florida, including some heated congressional races. Fox's Aisha Hosni in Clearwater.
Representative Matt Gaetz, he is a firebrand. He is embroiled right now in a sex trafficking scandal, and he is being primaried over in the 11th District. Far right Laura Loomer, who calls herself the most banned woman on the internet over some pretty controversial comments about Muslims, is challenging longtime incumbent Dan Webster, whom she calls a rhino.
Meaning Republican in name only. Democrats are picking a challenger to face Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. New York also has multiple races in play, some pitting Democrats against more progressive candidates. And voters in Oklahoma are deciding runoffs. No charges against police officers in Atlanta over the killing of Rayshard Brooks in 2020. A specially appointed prosecutor just making the announcement. Investigators say Brooks was asleep in a Wendy's drive-thru and fired a taser at officers while resisting arrest on a DUI charge before he was shot and killed. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Michigan's governor calling for a hard look at U.S. politics after two men were convicted today of conspiring to kidnap her. It was a retrial for Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. after a jury failed to reach a unanimous verdict in April, the defense claiming there was no plot, only entrapment by the FBI. U.S. Attorney Andrew Byerly Burge.
The verdict confirms that this plot was very serious, very dangerous, opposed a threat not only to the governor personally and her family, but also to innocent bystanders and to basic social order.
Two other suspects pleaded guilty and testified for the prosecution. The husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi avoids more jail time in a California DUI case. Paul Pelosi pleading guilty through an attorney to a misdemeanor charge stemming from the crash that injured another driver in May. The sentence includes what amounts to time served after his arrest and a one-day work program.
We evaluated this case based on the facts as they came forward and made our charging decision like we do in any other case.
Napa County DA Allison Haley. Pelosi also has to pay fines, take DUI classes, and serve 3 years probation. A duchess dips into her celebrity Rolodex. Meghan Markle chatting with a friend, tennis champ Serena Williams, for the debut of her new podcast.
The 41-year-old kicked it off by speaking about an incident that occurred when she was 11 years old when she saw a commercial that advertised dishwashing soap solely to women. In response, she went on a letter writing campaign and the company changed its language. She likened this moment to women and ambition.
Apparently, ambition is a terrible, terrible thing for a woman, that is, according to some.
The podcast looks to explore the archetypes that society has for women. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street. The Dow's down 119. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.